love. And if you had too much hay to get it up there and you put it in a kind of cone-shaped thing in the field, that would be a...
bale.
Well, a hay bale. Not the kind that's done by machine, but...
Haystack.
Mm-hmm. Is that the thing with the pole in the center and it goes
haystack,
around?
Haystack, yes, haystack.
Did you ever see a covering for some sort of a haystack that was on poles and had a sliding roof? That is, I think, not found in the South at all, because no one seems to have heard of that. Do you know what they did with hay when they first cut it?
They let it stay where they cut it to dry. Mm-hmm.
And then,
they raked it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they call the piles into which they raked it?
Stack. Haystack.
Is that your door?
That's my door.
Okay, let's see. I can't remember whether I asked the question. Did you know what they call the piles of hay that they raked up?
Rolls of hay, okay. Hay rows. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear windrow? Does that mean anything?
The windrow. Yes, windrow, not especially. Uh-uh.
Okay. Then, you said cow barn. Is that to keep the cows in at night? Or?
Yes, it was to keep the cows in at night and to milk the cows mm-hmm. in.
Would you ever have a special place outside to milk?
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. In our barn, we had a concreted floor, mm-hmm. and the cows, that's where we milked mm-hmm. the cows.
So you wouldn't know the term milk gap or cow pen as a place to milk?
Well, now, a cow pen, not a place to milk, but a cow mm-hmm. pen in our language would be the part of the pasture mm-hmm. that came up to the barn.
Ah.
And you didn't let the cow, you put them in the cow pen. At night you would let them be in the barn or in the cow pen.
They could go from one to the other
uh-huh.
as they wanted.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
But you'd open the gap.
Mm-hmm.
You called it a gap instead of a gate mm-hmm. because it was you push the gate instead of opening on a hinge.
Mm-hmm.
You would just push these planks, mm-hmm. three planks, into a slot and let the cows go into the pasture then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said a horse barn. Is there any other name for a place where you keep horses?
Horse? Not that we used.
Okay, then where would you keep hogs and pigs?
In the pig pen.
All right.
Does it have a pig sty, some people.
Does it have a shelter?
Ours had a shelter, but it was just a very rough shelter.
What about chickens? Where would you keep them?
In the chicken house.
Okay. Suppose there was just a little place for chickens.
The chicken coop.
Okay. And what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.
All right. That's all the chicken questions I can think of at the moment. I think there's some later. Do you know what they used to do with milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Mm-hmm. Put it in the well
mm-hmm.
to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm. What about storing potatoes in the winter to keep them from freezing?
In a potato hill.
What is that like?
The potatoes are put on the ground, and then dirt is piled high mm-hmm. over the potatoes. And then when you needed some, you just dig the dirt out. See, mm-hmm. they would not freeze. Dig the dirt out and get some potatoes mm-hmm. from the potato hill.
If you had a large farm that was just milk cows, what would you call it?
A dairy.
Do you know the word dairy in any other sense as a container or a place to store milk? No, okay. What about a place around the barn where the animals might just walk around?
The lot.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about raising cotton?
Yes.
Okay. What did they call it when they would hold between the rows?
Chop. Cotton.
Okay. Uh-huh. And do you know names for kinds of grass that would grow up in the cotton field?
Yes. Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally Bermuda grass. Mm-hmm. Somebody wanted it. And